January 15, 1947. Los Angeles resident Betty Bersinger takes a stroll in her neighborhood. She passes a vacant lot when something catches her eye.
She sees a pale figure in a vacant lot off to her immediate right in the weeds.
Too panicked to get a closer look, Betty calls the police.
911, what's your emergency?
And when officers arrive, they make a horrifying discovery. Welcome back to Extreme Yachts. The team over at Christensen Shipyards is hard at work constructing their latest innovative mega yacht for Ocean Alexander. With the whole construction completed, the crew focuses their attention on the fabrication of various handcrafted wood pieces featuring classic cherry and a rare Burmese cedar which will be found throughout the ship. Over the last 30 million years, the Indian subcontinent has been pushing northwards into Eurasia, creating the world's highest mountain range, the Himalayas. To the east, the rocks buckled into a series of steep north-south ridges, cutting down through the heart of Yunnan. These natural barriers serve to isolate Yunnan's plants and animals in each adjacent valley. The sun, in all its mesmerizing splendor. Our light, our lives. We see it every day. A familiar face in our sky. Now, up close, it's unrecognizable. A turbulent sea of incandescent gas. The thermometer pushes 10,000 degrees. Can't imagine how hot the core is. It could be tens of millions of degrees. Hot enough to transform millions of tons of matter into energy every second. 9:15 a.m. American Airlines Flight 587 is now at 1,700 feet. The departure controller gives them a navigation fix.
Flight 587, proceed west.
1 second later, the plane begins to shake. The pilots know the turbulence is likely coming from a Japan Airlines jumbo up ahead. It's a routine hazard, and Officer Mullen flies through it. Captain States increases the speed of the plane to 250 knots, the maximum allowable at that height. But seconds later, the plane hits more turbulence. Stan Mullen takes decisive action. Using his foot controls, he applies the rudder first to the right and then to the left to try and stabilize the plane.